person who wrote this song says it was an accident. Actually, every song on the new album Carry Me Back was an accident. That, according to the band Old Crow Medicine Show, the bluegrass alt-country boys are back together and they're back on tour. Joining me from Nashville, where else, musicians Ketch Secor and Critter Fuqua. Guys, thanks for being here.
Hi, David. Thanks for having us. It's great to be here.
So, Ketch, this song that we're hearing, Levi, why do you call it an accident? How did it happen?
Well, it's all because of your great radio broadcast. I was listening to the story unfold as you all did a program about deceased American GIs from the war in Iraq. And you told the story of Levi Barnard, who I later befriended the family of and wrote this song as soon as I heard your radio story. Levi, Lord, 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 they shot him down.
Remind us what happened to him. He was a first lieutenant, I believe.
Yeah, and he grew up in Ararat, Virginia, and signed up for a hitch at the last minute, and didn't survive for very long in Iraq. Grew up in the mountainous region of around Galax, Virginia, and was a real country boy, and was a big fan of Old Crow. You know, he hunted ginseng, and he rode around on a four-wheeler, and he listened to Wagon Wheel. And so a song like this would be a tribute to not only Levi, but a whole lot of country boys that have found their way over to Basra and to Jalalabad.
You mentioned that Levi was a fan of you guys, and he listened to Wagon Wheel, which was your big hit from 2004. And I want to play a little of it to remind people about that song.
Yeah, spin it. Played for Levi, he really liked this one. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. And I wrote that song when I was 17, and wrote this very autobiographical daydream that you might have in between classes. You know, if you're flunking math, then you might decide you want to write a song about hitchhiking away from New England and going back down south where you come from. Critter and I grew up in Virginia. We've been making music together for 20 years now, and I.
You met in the seventh grade?
We were in Mr. Hahn's history class, and we were studying the Red Badge of Courage, and we had this skit. I was a Union soldier who was shot in the hallway, and we acted it out in front of the class.
Yeah, and right then we kind of figured that we'd be pals. You know, we were into acting out war scenes. And we used to meet downtown. We lived in a town where they had the farmer's market and shoeshine stands and Mennonite farmers selling their wares and sidewalk preachers and things that were trappings of an older time. And even back then, it seemed like everything that we did together had a song to it. And
yeah.
That was even before we'd started making music together.
You guys come together, you and Critter, and you're busking in Boone, North Carolina, as I understand it, and that's where you were really, really discovered for the first time.
Oh, it must have been 12 or 13 years since we met Doc on the 5th of July in Boone, North Carolina.
And Doc was, to remind us about that story.
Yeah, Doc Watson lived nearby. You know, he lived up in Deep Gap, and of course we knew him and listened to his records and were moved so by his sound, and we were busking on a street corner on the 5th of July, and I know it was the 5th because on the 4th was when we got that distiller. We had that steam keg from the Linville Hospital. They were closing it down, right, and Benny bought the old steamer.
The steam keg?
Well, we had made liquor on the stovetop before, but we had never made it, you know, on the fire, and this was like a thump keg, and there were fireworks, and remember I drank that white gas?
Oh, you had a mohawk.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. This is moonshine made in a steamer?
Yeah, like a steam distiller apparatus. Well, the next morning rolled around, and we were feeling pretty rough. And so we went downtown to make a little bit of rent money, because it was like that, and We got there late, and we were pretty much busking to nobody. It was pretty empty, and we were real hungover. And anyway, a woman came up in a red Jeep Cherokee, and she pulled out over, and she rolled down the window, and she said, "You boys sound so good. I love this kind of music. My dad loves this kind of music." And she came back about 25 minutes later and walked her father, Doc Watson. It was Nancy Watson. And Doc listened to us play and gave us a gig right there on the spot at the festival he has to honor his son, Merle, who he has now joined.
The farming life is a hell of a life. You scratch all day, you barely sleep at night. But when the work's all done, you know where I'll be found. High up in the hayloft, rolling around.
We also still busk and with a lot of passion for it, because the music that we make is really, it really sounds good on a street corner. And one of the things that the street corner taught us was how to capture a crowd's attention. If you can't entertain on a street corner, what kind of country music maker are you, dude?
Hey, pretty mama, let the good times roll, because this old bird dog's raring to go. Now when it comes to farming, a fooling around, let's strike a match and burn the barn down. Parked in the woodshed Saturday night, grand old opera by the dashboard light, baby's on the bench seat ready to go. So if you want to have fun, honey, let's have a roll in the hay. Good looking country gal, oh Lord, hey, good looking country gal.
Critter, you left the band for a few years. What happened?
Actually, I got sober and then went to school and was in Shriner University for 3-4 years. I got 3 years under my belt for an English degree.
How much was alcohol a problem for you?
It was a pretty big problem.
And was that starting to affect the music?
Yeah, mostly it was affecting me and whether I was going to continue on this earth or not.
How do you feel different if you do, kind of coming back from that?
I feel a new freedom on stage. It's wonderful playing.
We can do what we want to. We can burn at both ends. We can go half crazy, like we got no sense. And it's a desperate feeling, just to hold it all in.
And Critter, I think you're in here playing accordion, is that right?
Yeah, I'm really not on this album too much. I was in the studio last 2 days, they were recording, and I laid down an accordion track for this particular number.
Well, we thirst and we hunger and we love and we comfort now and then. But we fight over money and power like water and bread.
And Ketch, let me ask you, how does it feel to have Critter back as you're listening to this and, you know, his accordions and in this song?
Oh, it's great. It's a real homecoming. You know, when I was young, I thought that Critter and I had a real chemistry, and we just really wanted to come to Nashville. Even when we were, you know, barely teenagers, we talked about it.
Before I let you go, Critter, I know you're back on a couple songs on this new album. Is this your official return after the fight to stop drinking and go to school? I mean, are you back with the band for good now?
Yeah, for as long as it continues.
Just trying to make sense of this life any way that we can.
Ketch Secor and Critter Fuqua from the band Old Crow Medicine Show. Their new album, Carry Me Back, is out July 17th, and that's when the band will be out on the open road on tour. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, David. Thanks, everybody. Peace on earth. See ya.
We can burn at both ends. We can go half crazy, like we got no sense.
And you can hear more from Old Crow's album Carry Me Back at nprmusic.org, where you can also listen to NPR's story about First Lieutenant Levi Barnard, the inspiration for the band's song. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And the ways of man.